Welcome once again to Pigs in a Podcast, the official podcast of K-Pig Radio. I'm Michael Gaither from K-Pig, and I want to thank you, as always, for taking the time to click on, stream, download, however you found this series and took the time to listen. We very much appreciate it. We play a pretty wide, eclectic mix of Americana and singer-songwriter and rock and blues artists here at The Pig, and we enjoy talking to those artists almost as much as we enjoy playing their music. And that's what brings us to this. You can find this series, if you didn't know already, at any place you find your favorite podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and right there on the bottom right at kpig.com. This episode, number 127, is an interview with Chris Jones of the local band Woof Jet. They did a show for New Year's Eve up at Felton Music Hall, and Chris was on Neighborhood Night, our Wednesday night interview series with Jamie Coffis, and he talked about what the band was up to, some recording for the new record they're working on, and played some brand new songs. So let's just jump right into it. Here is Chris Jones on a recent interview of Neighborhood Night talking to Jamie Coffis on this series, Pigs in a Podcast. Here we go.
All right, you're listening to K-Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 Freedom, KPYG 94.9 Cayucas, San Luis Obispo, and kpig.com. It's Neighborhood Night afternoon thing, and we would like to thank Sylvan Music at the corner of Mission and Bay for everything musical with friendly prices for every level of player, and don't forget about their repair department, that's second to none, for sponsoring the program. And most of all, we'd like to thank Chris Jones for joining the program today on late notice. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
What's up, Jamie? I'm making a story of you right now because
Hello, social media.
I know how much you love social media.
Oh, I love social media. Of course. Of course I do. Chris Jones of Woof Jet. You guys got the New Year's Eve gig, the local gig in town, playing at Felton Music Hall with Harry and the Hitmen. That's going to be a lot of fun.
12:31. Get your tickets now. Really proud to play our local venue at Felton Music Hall. That's a big deal for us. We're really, really excited. So come on out. Harry and the Hitmen are going to be playing through the midnight, and we're going to be playing first. But we're doing a split bill, and it's going to be a big, long show. We got Alex Jordan sitting in on keys. He's an auxiliary member, and we got Allison McCook, who's also been singing with us lately. Cool. So it'll be a really fun night, and I'm really excited.
Sweet. That will be a barn burner. Lots of fun in Felton. Okay, let's we got plenty to talk about, but let's hear a tune.
Okay, cool.
If you're down.
Yeah. So I've been writing a bunch of new stuff. We're making a new record now.
Oh, cool.
You know, you guys just came out with your record, and you know how long it takes to do that. But
sure does.
But I figure if I put stuff out there right now, then eventually people will get to hear it on a recording. But this is, you're hearing it first here.
Nice.
Hey, I made my own way. I made my own life. And I'm stuck in it. And if I could find my way out of the dark, honey, I'd run quick. But I don't know what I'm doing. I never did. I wasn't what you call one of those normal kids. At the end of the day, who knows means I am what I am, and that's just me. I've laid some debts unpaid, and I've done wrong even when I tried to get along. And I made love, tried not to hate. I've had fun, now it's done, death won't wait. Living a life without regrets has got me nothing but regrets. In these phases and stages I've seen, at the end of the day, who knows what it means. I am what I am, and that's just me. Love.
Get some clapping from the other room.
Yeah, we do. That's great. Thanks. I love that.
Thanks, man.
That's a real winner. Nice.
Yeah. I figured it was right down your line of sense of humor.
Yeah, I love that. New music here from Chris Jones of Wolfjet. Man, I've always known you to be an extremely prolific songwriter. you're very productive. Yeah. I'm curious, is it kind of a, do you find yourself doing it in big batches, like kind of healthy seasons, or are you more of just kind of consistent production? What's easier for you?
So there's just like a trickle ongoing of like voice memos. Do you use voice memos when you write?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's been the best tool ever. I used to have carry a tape machine around with me. And tape machines apparently burn in fires, I learned. So, you know, now I just keep voice memos so I can remember ideas. And then I'll just have like off-season times. Well, I'll just like bank all this stuff. And it's gotten to the point now where I have to keep it on like a spreadsheet and like to keep up with it. And, you know, it's not all good, and a lot of it that's good isn't great. And so it's all about like banking all this stuff and a huge like recording. I'll do like recording sessions where I'll do like 10 songs, you know, in a week or whatever. And so that's one way to do it. But, you know, now that we got our studio up and running, John and I have just been going into the studio. John's the drummer of Wolfjet. And we've just been going and tracking like demos with the tape machine and just kind of trying out new songs. And it's like a whole new world has opened up to be able to just like take an idea that is like not fully formed and then turn it into like an entire recording. So that's kind of been new for me, just to be able to have that access to, you know, an immediate idea. Mm-hmm. Because when you bank stuff, it's like, I've been sitting on that song for like 6-8 months and we still haven't cut it, you know? And I'm just like, I lose the momentum. Mm. So it's like, now I'm able to keep them. If I have a new idea now, I just bring it to John and then we like can get it going really quick. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's definitely a useful tool. And you can react to the studio a different way, you know, that's just a different way of reacting to the song, hearing, you know.
Exactly.
And the idea, you know, the goal is to get these recorded in a way that makes sense anyway, so that's the best way to do it, instead of like, okay, I've got this song for a year and now I've got 2 days to get
right. And I want to be excited about music. Like, I know that this is a job and I treat it like a job, but at the end of the day, like, the best stuff is the stuff you're excited about that it just kind of spills out. And so to be able to capture that, I think is actually just going to make things a little bit better and, you know, hopefully less like, hopefully I'll be less stressed out because I want to be less stressed out, man.
Right on. Well, so yeah, now, so this is kind of the time of year to do it, I guess, huh? So you're saying like off season time. Are you more of an off season guy, or you would rather be like busy?
No, I made a decision this year. I started playing solo shows because the band does a lot, but I just want to do more, and I don't really have a job, so this is my job. So I'm just trying to play as much as possible right now. And if you know anybody who has a house show or something you want to bring me in on, like, please, this is my pathetic attempt at trying to get people to pick me up as a solo artist. But, you know, I do like to play solo, and I never don't want to be busy. I want to play music every day, and I want to play 150, 200 shows a year. You know, that's what I want to do.
Right on. Yeah, that's a good way to be, I think.
Yeah.
I
mean,
be careful what you ask for also.
Yes, I hear the complaints from the heveling touring artists and how stressed out they are. And, you know, I get that. But also, like, put me in coach is, like, my attitude.
I relate to it, man. We're always, that's the way to be, I think. That's the best. Stay hungry.
Yeah.
For sure. It's been a good year, though, speaking of which. You guys have been super busy.
It was a good year.
And it's kind of like that time to start looking back on the year and start thinking about the year ahead. But what excited you about this year? What are you kind of hanging your hat on for next year? What's going on?
The industry has been changing a lot, but I thought our band did a really good job of like finding new niches and places to that were smaller festivals to play in. And I obviously follow Kavis Brothers, and you guys do the same thing where it's like, you make homes in all these different places. And one of those places that kind of took us in this year was Lake Tahoe. But then a bunch of stuff got canceled there. We had a couple gigs canceled and really broke my heart. But you know, just being able to be accepted into that scene and then, you know, to find new homes that outside of places we'd been, like this year has been a huge year for us as far as finding new avenues. We've been playing with a lot of different people that we hadn't played with last year. And yeah, I mean, the band has, we hit our 5-year mark. And that is a big change in most bands because it's like, you're no longer considered new and you need to have like kind of this momentum that's like on a bigger level to like keep everybody lifted because it's not just enough to like open for everybody. But this year we finally started headlining shows, you know, and that was our big like fear is like, oh, we can open for a sold out show, but can we sell tickets? And we proved, you know, that we could, but there's a lot of work ahead. So, you know, it's like, that was really exciting though. And then I loved also playing with you and Lizzie and Kellen and and Duncan.
Been a,
and
a lot of fun, yeah.
We've had this side project, I don't know if people know, called Swell City that we play at El Vaquero and we've done a few gigs here and there, but it's just super cool to diversify and do other things other than the band and just to kind of be with my friends who are musicians. Finally, again, like I made time this year and we actually had some good times.
We sure did. Yeah, talking to Chris Jones here, busy man of Wolf Jet. Tahoe, that's a good home to have if you're going to pick one, by the way. That's awesome.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah, that's great. right on. Let's hear another song. I got some more questions to ask you, though.
Okay. Right on. Well, this is a new one, too. I'm just going to go new tunes tonight.
Yes, please
or
do.
Today. I forgot it's not night. Can I say that? There's a cuss word that is like a medium cuss word. It's got the A and it ends with an S. No,
probably. Skip that one. I don't know.
We don't have to like make a disclaimer after that, hopefully. But okay.
I don't know the rules, man. I try to be on the soft side of all that.
Good. That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Well, I'll mix it up a little bit. I'll play a brand new song that we actually just cut as a demo. That's gonna come out. This is my driving tune right here.
Through Atlanta, did I
TV. Oh, when I get to Memphis, gotta stop for barbecue, 'cause no one else do barbecue quite the way that Memphis do. I don't want no trouble, I ain't looking for nobody, but I love to run them dirty streets from the morning to the night, and I'll be driving to Colorado till I hit the Mississippi, sliding down the Natchez Trace all the way to Baton Rouge. Well, rambling through Alabama, keep on trucking through Atlanta till I see your Tennessee, and then I'll stray back home to you. Well, till I see your Tennessee, and then I'll stray.
Chris Jones of Wolf Jet, sound good? I heard that one the other night, didn't I? At Moe's, I think.
Probably, played. Yeah, I did do that.
Nice. Okay. So we're talking about all this, how productive you've always been. I've always viewed you as, and when we met, you were in a different band that you fronted and did most of the writing for, all of the writing for, I would imagine, called Scary Little Friends. A little bit of a different vibe, but yeah. Still you at the end of the day. I mean, I see plenty of crossover, but this is the Wolf Jet is, you know, decidedly more what, rootsy
Americana, yeah, for sure.
How have you? So you collect all these ideas and then kind of like just kind of rely on the craft that you've had to kind of put them together. Has a craft? How do you kind of quantify how your song craft has evolved, or have you kind of? Have you had to learn a new way to do it, or what's talk about that a little bit?
Well, you have a brother. I have a brother from another mother, and John Payne is my partner, and he was also in Scary Little Friends. But the difference there was he kind of just let me guide the ship, and then with this latest stuff, you know, I feel like we are more collaborative, and I think the biggest thing that I had to do was relinquish control of everything, because I am a person who, because I write all this stuff, I'm just like, I do what I want, and then I don't think about the consequences or how other people might perceive it. So it's important when you make something like art that you curate it, and I don't do that. I don't have that filter in me. So John basically takes the songs and says, look, this will be good for our project. So I give him 100 songs. He'll be like, okay, now whittle that down to 10 songs. And then we pick 5. I'm not joking. Like, that's like literally, he's super annoyed and rolls his eyes probably when he sees me. Like, here's 50 new songs. And he's like, dude, just pick the best 10. Like, they're not all good. I know you for long enough. So, but, you know, and having him be a part of it. And he's grown a lot as a curator in that regard. Mm. Like, he has great taste. And always has, and a really good ear. And I think he's gaining confidence. And then I trust him now to help us make the decisions for what is right for Wolf Jet. When we started this band, we were like, the mistake we made with Scary Little Friends was that we never thought how to make it marketable to an audience that will pay to come to a festival, you know? And so we're like, okay, how do we make music for people at festivals? You know, how do we pick the stuff that is the most family friendly and danceable and like keep the energy up and keep it super positive. And so we basically took that attitude when we formed the band. We're just going to pick songs that make people smile and dance, because that's what festivals are, you know, it's really light. And so we kind of focus on that. And so I do a bunch of other stuff. I still do the, you know, every once in a while we'll cut something that doesn't work for Wolf Jet, and we're like, oh man, wish we still had Scary Little Friends, you know, we could do this song and that. And so, you know, it's basically just about like giving creativity over to someone else and giving them relinquishing control and giving your trust into someone else that you trust, and then working with John Kirshner from Combrio. By the way, Combrio is playing I think the 13th, December 13th.
Oh, yeah, they're
like
coming,
3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
To Moe's Alley. They're one of my favorite bands in the Bay Area. Have been around for years.
Is that Monday night or something?
No, I think it's like Thursday. I think it's in 2 days, and like maybe Friday.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're here Friday.
Okay.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there you go.
Cumbria.
Yeah.
So Cumbria's bass player is our producer, and I trust him. And so working with people that you trust, and then now I don't have as much to say in everything. Like, I don't control everything. I don't have to say, like, I want to do this, and we're going to do it this way or my way or the highway. Mm-hmm. I'm just literally letting other people do their job, and they're better at it than me.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. But that's, I mean, it's good and bad though. I mean, relinquishing, I can understand. I get it.
Well,
though,
you guys but that's, work with Tim,
right?
So
right.
You know what that's like to like have.
I think it's a natural progression. And once you've done it for long enough, you kind of just are looking for a little bit. Like it's kind of a relief in a way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot of strain and pressure to control everything. And frankly, it turns out better than I could ever make it in the end. So that's
that tends
where
to be the truth also. It's like collaboration is actually better anyways.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here to learn now. I mean, I wasn't always. I thought I knew everything. And that's one thing life will do is it'll humble you and grind you down to where you're basically like, you know, if you don't stay open, you know, you can't survive in this business. You know, you kind of get stuck in a loophole. So it's like I'm trying to like listen to new people and play with new people. That's why I'm doing the solo thing too, because it's like, it just opens up a whole new world of people that are out of my comfort zone and places that I can go or, you know, I can't do with the band. And so then there I get more control. So, you know, it's just about staying prolific is all about being like open and just, finding people to collaborate with. And that's kind of my goal right now.
Right on.
Collaborate with everybody.
Right on, dude. That's well put, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's very well put. You're sounding so good today, though. I want to hear one more, if that's all right. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
If I can do that.
Yeah,
Thanks.
I always throw a shout out to K-Pig pretty much every show. You guys are a big part of how we've been able to survive in this area specifically. This song is for those folks who've just been working too hard and feel like you're getting nowhere. I finally wrote a song for you. If you're down and disgusted when the sun refused to shine, 'cause you've been living too hard for the longest time, and you work your days away just to get a little pay, don't you? It's time that you let it all fall apart. Let it all fall apart. Let a memory remind you. Let the healing start. A tank of gas, and the haters shut you down at every opportunity. That was that cuss word I was talking about. Well, just wait a little while, lay back and just smile, and pretty soon you'll be exactly where you want to be. Let a memory remind you. Let the healing start. Put it all behind you. Let it all go away when no one is looking. Let it all fall apart. Return to nothing. Can feel alive
eliminate your mind till you're smaller than a fly, traveling through space and time. Fall apart. Let a memory remind you. Let the healing start. Put it all behind you. Let it all go away. No one is looking. Let it all fall.
Oh, yeah. That's Chris Jones of Wolf Jet.
Thank you.
Sounding great, man.
Thank you.
Loving it, man. And New Year's Eve at Felton Music Hall for all you pigs out there. That's the place to be this year. You guys are going to be joining Harry and the Hitmen. And we're going to be looking out for new music in the coming year as well. Looking forward to hearing. I mean, would love to hear any of those on the radio sometime again.
We'll be coming with songs soon enough. Yes.
Right on. Say hey to the rest of the folks in Wolfjet. I haven't seen John in way too long.
Yeah, he just moved into his new house, so
nice.
He's excited.
Great.
We're going to have that party, Jamie. We're going to have that party.
Yeah, I got to come see the studio.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I can't wait. Chris, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me on, man. It's great to hang.
Right on. Thank you, Sylvan, and thank you all for listening. And go see Wolfjet at Felton Music Hall New Year's Eve. That's what's going on here. And more music on the way, so stick around.
Alrighty, thank you, Jamie, thank you, Chris, and most of all, thank you for taking the time, as always, to listen to Pigs in a Podcast. Coming up on the next episode, we'll be talking with, Jamie will be talking, and I'll be editing this together for you. I'll be chatting with Eric Rosite of the Dirt Rakers, another local great band. In fact, my band played with them up at Felton Music Hall a couple of weeks ago. So the Dirt Rakers are a kind of a swampy, bluesy, fun Americana outfit out of Boulder Creek, California. Really fun mix of mostly originals and some interesting takes on some well-known covers. Good stuff. So I'll be talking to Eric Rosite and Jamie Cavas on the next episode of Pigs in a Podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, subscribe to the series on your favorite platform, or just keep an eye out at kpig.com. We'll talk soon. See ya. Take care.